this came up because I saw a report today from a Mornington Peninsula councillor, Councillor Sue Bissinger, who's something of a campaign. And this is basics. What we really should do is have footpaths available on the roads around schools and kindergartens and the like. Councillor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Are you telling me we've got roads on the Mornington Peninsula Shire that well, you've got a kindergarten or a school and no footpath?
There is a couple of situations in Sorrento. The school, they've got to put a footpath in that nobody uses because it's in the wrong direction, but which is odd. But there is more serious issues than that. We've got a road that runs from the one of our two roads coming into Sorrento, Melbourne Road and Point Nepean Road, for everyone who's been here, and most people have.
Yeah.
And there's a road that runs between those. And at the end, at the Point Nepean end of St. Paul's Road, for example, there's a child's playground. So you can imagine all all the people and residents filtering in to St. Paul's Road. Then they walk down St. Paul's Road, cross Point Nepean Road to get to the playground with their children and all the paraphernalia that comes with them. Now, the problem is there is not only no footpath, there's no road shoulder. So these people with their kids and pets and goodness knows what else are having to walk in amongst traffic.
And
the traffic is 60 or 70 k's there.
I was going to say, what's the speed limit? 60 or 70, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. And there's buses on that. And it's a very narrow road, obviously, with a lot of, you know, I think every road on the peninsula has significant pothole damage. So there is that to consider as well. But it's just horrific. And we're not even asking for proper concrete footpaths. Just clear us some vegetation. Just give us some area for people to walk.
And you're putting this to council?
Yeah, because I actually looked through there. I'm sort of wondering, like I've had all the officers out here saying, this is the issues we've got. There's seven or eight, which I call death traps, but I'm a little bit dramatic. And then I said, well, you know, what's happening with these? And it's not on their priority list. And I thought, geez, how are they formulating their priority list? And their priority list is that the number one thing is the network. Is what function does this footpath play within the network?
So hang on, whose priority list is this? Is this Vic Roads or councils or what?
No, this is the council's priority list.
Oh.
And it has been, and it's sort of strange because my priority list is easy. It's number one, pedestrian safety.
Number two, what?
Basic amenity. Number three, keep the character. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good on you. We'll check how that goes. Councillor Susan Bissinger, Morning Peninsula Shower. That's fair enough, too. She just throws, we got potholes all over the peninsula. That pothole's a whole new issue we were campaigning on last year. Hasn't got any better. What they've done on the peninsula, I was down the other day, is draw big yellow circles around the potholes. They've painted big yellow. That really helps. So you know just before you wipe out a rim. 133 69. The interesting issue on the footpaths, I remember many years ago as a very young reporter on The Age running a campaign to get a pedestrian crossing in Richmond opposite the big housing commission towers because the kids were coming out and dodging the traffic to go over and get in the playground. That got huge community support, and I drove there the other day and the damn thing's still there, and a good thing. 133 693, what we really should do is...